It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, what's going on, everybody? It's Brock Hunter.
Yes.
Welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast. I'm going to let you take it away here, Hunter.
I'll take it away because I brought this up earlier. I was sitting on my porch the other day, I should say. And it's a beautiful day. People out walking on the sidewalk. And I'm up there by myself. And I got my nose buried in my phone. I'm not sure I think it was on Facebook or doing something. And I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like 25 years ago, I wouldn't even have this device in my hand, and I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now. I'd be looking around. I'd be thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I would be experiencing what's in front of me instead of what's in the digital world in front of me. It was just weird. It was kind of euphoric, and it kind of set me back for a second. Like, damn, I really need to take in my surroundings a little bit more. So it just made me think about, we've talked about it before. We grew up without... Well, we grew up with technology. We grew up without the internet and the internet.
Yeah.
So we kind of got the best of both worlds right there. And I think people our age are very knowledgeable in this subject matter.
As much as I hate to say this, because we always joke about millennials, we're millennials. Millennials were born, anyone born from, 1981 to 1996. That's millennials. Gen X was 65 to 80, baby boomers 46 to 64, yada, yada, yada. Anyway, so millennials were that first generation, kind of. There's some Gen Xers in there too. But we had a childhood before the mass use of technology in that sense.
Yeah.
I got a cell phone when I was 16. It was an old Nokia brick phone. Mm-hmm. That wasn't really widespread. A lot of my friends didn't have them. I was fortunate enough to get one. But it wasn't a big... I could make phone calls and play Snake.
That's about it.
That was about it.
Yeah.
As far as the internet is concerned, I believe we got our first home computer when I was a sophomore in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Freshman, sophomore in high school. So 2001.
Yeah.
And then, you know, using the internet, it was the old dial-up internet. It's not like the internet we have now. It's weird. We were at that time. I don't really remember all my formidable years because, you know, you're a kid. You don't remember much.
Yeah.
But it was different. We had to find other things to do to kill the time. I didn't have a tablet to bury my nose into. I didn't have a phone to scroll through Reddit or Facebook. Facebook was still how many years out?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
At that point.
Facebook was what, 2008?
Something like that. I don't know.
It's just weird, man. It's weird because we're so used to it now. We're so used to having that thing in your pocket or you know, that desktop that you go to every single day. It's strange to think about what the lifestyle would be without it.
Yeah.
What would people be like?
I don't even
know. What would our relationship be like?
I don't know if at this point we could really, other than when you lived it, but even now you see it. My mom, she plays Candy Crush on her phone.
Yeah.
You know, our folks have adapted to it.
My mom just got a cell phone 2 months ago.
Smartphone, yeah. Yeah.
No, cell phone.
Oh, really?
She never even had a cell phone.
Oh, dude, she's living, man.
Yeah. She had a landline. That's the only way you could get a hold of my mom.
Yeah.
Other than like Facebook.
Yeah.
As of 2 months ago.
Hell, even without a smartphone, she had to use a computer to go on Facebook.
Right.
That's like crazy now. I think even like big, like home computers are on their way out because people have tablets now. They have the portable ones because they want to be able to take their stuff with them. But I think it's interesting because I don't think we can really truly wrap our heads around now or even really kind of think about how it was before technology. You know what I mean? Like, you had to find something else to fill the time.
Yeah, absolutely. How much more do you think the pros outweigh the cons with the cell phone technology?
I think it's 50-50, to be honest.
It's 50-50.
Because we can't sit there and say, oh, technology is ruining. It's not. Is there a dependency on technology?
Nowadays, absolutely.
I think so. But you cannot get away from the fact with anything. When cable was, people have been glued to TV since the 50s.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's we can't say that. People thought radios were bad because they thought people would just sit around and listen to the radio shows all the time.
Yeah.
So with every technology, I think people get in their head like, well, it's bad. Folks, we have the world's knowledge in our hand.
Yeah.
I can literally pick up this phone right here and search anything I want.
It's the digital extension of yourself that allows you to access the world at your fingertips.
But I also do think if that's all you're relying on, there's nothing I hate more than when you see a group of people out that are just all on their phones. Mm-hmm. And I mentally sometimes have to check myself and make sure I'm not, you know, like it's not a crutch to go to. Like, oh, well, there's a quiet spot. I'm going to pick up my phone. Yada, yada, yada.
But it'd be tough. It'd be tough to get rid of that damn thing.
I don't think. Well, one, like there's parts of me sometimes where I feel like, you know what? I'm going to go back to my old flip phone.
Can't.
But you know what?
Can't do it.
Using this for GPS, I was out finding an efficient spot the other day. And it's like, that's awesome. You can't be mad about that. Mm-hmm. You can't be mad about being able to find where you need to go. You know,
it's definitely unbelievable what these things do, man. Yeah. And you know what? Like I said before, like it's an extension of yourself, the digital extension of your. So think about this. This is kind of crazy. Anybody could tap into your phone and learn everything about you.
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
To be honest, the only thing they learn is that I like porn.
All right. Your
God.
Search history. But it's just weird of how. What's the word? Unknowingly dependent we are on these things.
Yeah.
You take it away. Say you just boom, EMP every cell phone.
Yeah.
So none of them, dude, people would freak out.
Yeah.
The world would go chaotic.
I tell you what, though. I think that would almost be better than if the government came in and said, we're limiting it, we're taking your phones away.
Yeah.
If it was just all gone, I think mentally, collectively, because fear of missing out wouldn't be a thing anymore, because it's not like Joe over there is still able to update, but you can't. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like if they regulated, like people from this age to this age can only use it on these days. And the reason we've become so dependent is because we have that fear of missing out. We want to see what's going on Facebook. We want to see what stupid video was posted on Reddit. I think maybe a big.
The most disappointed I am with myself with the cell phone ordeal thing is when I find myself, like you have too, scrolling.
Yeah.
Without even, there's nothing in it. I'm sitting here scrolling, not even retaining anything.
Nope. It's just.
And it's because my body is, I'm just so used to grabbing this thing in this certain way and just scrolling.
Well, think about this. There's actually phantom ringing. Have you ever heard about that?
Oh, yeah. It has to happen. Well, it's funny you bring that up because we brought that up the other day.
Yeah.
Is it still happened to you?
I really haven't, no, because I don't have my phone on vibrate. My phone rings and vibrates, but it's not like it's just the old.
You know what's weird? And I'm dead serious with this. And I asked everybody in the car when we were going up to that golf trip because we brought it up. It stopped as soon as I got a screen on my phone, like a big, like a touch screen.
Yep.
It's so weird. The last cell phone I had that I had phantom vibrations, which what we're talking about is when you have your cell phone in your pocket and you feel like it rang, you feel like it vibrated, and you look at it, nothing.
Yeah.
Dude, it used to happen to me like 20 times a day with that old cell phone.
And what I think is crazy is when you really think about widespread mobile phones, because I was looking at your first mobile phone was 1973. That's different. That's, you know, I'm talking about the first real widespread.
Yeah, that thing was a suitcase.
You know, Nokia, like something that was mass produced and a lot of people, the first really affordable one. Mm-hmm. In that short amount of time, really from like, let's say probably like early 2000s. Because I got mine in 2003, and that was at Nokia. So let's just say, but in that short 20 years, we've already developed a
symptom,
like an evolutionary response to check our phones. Like, oh, did my phone ring?
Yeah.
Oh, nope. Like, what the fuck is that, dude?
Seriously.
That's weird to me.
Yeah.
In that short amount of time, our bodies have already
adjusted and adapted to
that.
To what's going
on. But that
on
goes
in society.
To show what it does to our brains. And they've showed studies of how phones are affecting kids' brains because it's that dopamine.
Mm-hmm.
It's that I know we started with internet and that, but we're kind of leading into phones, but it all is kind of, it's stemmed off of that.
Yeah.
We've made these phones so we can access the internet, so we can access all of this stuff. Sorry, I got distracted by something flying around in here. It's so weird. It's so weird. And I don't want to come across as this guy that's like, oh, no, technology's bad. But I think you need to check yourself.
It's just like anything else, in moderation.
Yeah.
You know, if you can limit yourself, if you have self-control, the cell phone thing is a great thing to start thinking about.
We don't, though.
We don't.
It's such an addictive thing. People don't realize that you're not just on your phone. It's not just, your brain is being fed copious amounts of dopamine.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it's
and I
pleasure.
Feel like your brain freaks out a little bit when you don't have.
Oh,
think about how you feel when you lose your cell phone, when you don't know where it's at.
Yep,
you freak out.
And even me, and I hate to admit it, but there's times where I'm like, oh God, no. And it's because my work email's on there, all my contacts are on there, all my info's on there. You know, you have all your stuff on these things that you're dependent on. And yeah, even now when you lose it, dude, I remember when I had my first one. I didn't even take it with me sometimes. Yeah, like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Think about the last time you went somewhere without your cell phone.
Oh, dude, I freaked out. I got a quick story here for you. I went to the bathroom the other day. Literally closed the door, locked the door, felt my pocket. Oh, no, my cell. I had to go, too. Dude, I unlocked the door, walked back here to the studio, grabbed my phone so I could go back and do my business. How sad is that?
Yep.
Dude, and when I did it and I got and I actually sat down, I'm like, thinking to myself, I'm like, what are you doing, man?
Yep.
What are you doing? How long does it take to do your business in the bathroom?
Yeah.
And you can't be without your phone for 2 minutes?
For 2 minutes. You can't You can't be alone with your thoughts for 2 minutes.
Dude, I put my back in my pocket. I'm like, dude, I'm a piece of shit. I depend on the thing so much. It's you shouldn't have to depend on something that much.
Yep.
So where you freak out.
Well, and I think that's kind of all the internet and everything. The internet doesn't make us, you know, it's great because we can look up anything. We do it on the podcast. We do it on the show all the time.
It's pretty much our job.
It is, yep.
To search the internet and look up funny, cool, interesting things to talk about on the show. So you can really put that in our job description.
Dude, I remember going to the library. Like, going to the library to read stuff. Check out the latest Sports Illustrated issue. I remember going there and sitting to read books. Or when they did have the computer to, like,
obsolete
go there.
Obsolete now, man.
Dude, now, I mean, and libraries are still a thing, but they're not a place. Like, it's that's where you had to go.
It's a thing still. It's because people still want it, and they go for, like, a hobby.
I remember,
they go out to do something.
I remember going to the library to see the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Dude.
Yeah, you're right.
Think about that. And now I could literally search up the weirdest porn you could imagine on my phone at any point in time.
I used to go to the library to rent out the computer so I could get on the internet.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
It's just wild, man.
You know, I'm kind of glad I don't have good service on my phone. Otherwise, you know, luckily, I mean, most places, you know, you got Wi-Fi now.
Uh-huh.
A lot of places I go to, hell, there's some restaurants that I go to enough, and then I have their Wi-Fi access that I hook up to their Wi-Fi automatically when I go there. But I am kind of glad, and I'm pretty good with my phone.
Everybody's got Wi-Fi until you need to DJ and download songs. Some reason every venue.
Sorry, we don't got it. Don't got it. But, you know, I'm kind of glad that overall my service isn't that good. So when I get out into nature, I'm not on my phone. Like, if I'm fishing, I'm not out on my phone. I don't have that going.
Well, I'll just put it out there. You are probably you out of everybody I know, except my mom and my dad probably.
Yep.
You use your phone the least.
But that's, honestly, there's times where that's a conscious effort on my part.
All right.
Because it is easy to just sit there.
I never see your phone or your nose buried in your phone.
And there's times where I think about it where it's, you make almost that effort to not pick up your phone, which is so weird that you're like, but because there are down times where you're just like, well, hell, I could flip through. Is that
bad?
You know what's
weird about you is you got your cell phone right here in front of you and you have your desktop here to your left. You automatically go right to the desktop.
Yeah, that's easier for me. I like the desktop more than my...
And which is different. That's different than most people because most people are used to their phones now. Yeah. Like me, I have a laptop right in front of me. You bitch about it all the time.
Yeah.
But it's just natural for me to reach my pocket.
Yeah, you always go to your phone.
For internet.
Yep.
Even though I have a full-blown laptop in front of me.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, the portable devices have just taken over.
Well, it makes it so easy, and I think that's part of it. It's the easiest access ever.
And you know what I also think? The information you get from the internet. So, like I said before, like, it's our job to go through it and get stuff to talk about on the show.
Yeah.
I get so much information pounded through my brain.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when I put my phone down and get out of it, my brain is like, come on, I need more. I need more. I need more.
Your brain needs that dopamine.
It's the dopamine, man. And you know what sucks, too? How many times has this happened to you with Kiki? Maybe never, but it happens to me all the time with Amanda. She's like, she'll find a meme. She'll be like, oh, check this out.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
I saw it like a week ago.
I've started pretending that I haven't seen things.
And I have.
Yep.
And every time it happens now, I think, I'm like, damn, dude, I am on the internet so much that I don't get anything new from anybody else.
Yep.
Like the one-on-one between you and I, chances are I've seen it. Chances are you've seen it.
It'd be interesting if there was a timer you could do, or like a.
They do.
Do they have those?
They do. It's a. It's for the dinner table. I think that's where it started. So it's for families.
Yeah.
And it's a cage that you put in the middle.
No, I'm saying that would track how long you're online. And I'm like, okay, you went on this app, here in a day. Because I'm the same way. Last night I was even thinking about that, and where I struggle with my technology crutch is I'll go to bed. Like, I'm tired. And then what do? I sit and scroll through my phone for an hour.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I should go to bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I wonder how many people do that. You know what I mean? And there's some times where...
I'll wake up with my phone in my face.
Oh, we've fallen asleep before with the phone.
With the phone's still on, too.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm like, dude, we could put it away.
They got to stop pouring.
Oh, jeez. And she's to my back. I'm taking risks here.
It's so tough. Like, it's I think the internet is the greatest invention of
all time.
Of all time. I really do. Because it's a network of all the information.
It connected everybody immediately.
Think about where the world would be if the internet was invented in the early 1900s.
Dude, we'd be still sending out envelopes. I mean, we still do. But,
yeah.
But for me to, like... Hey, here's a note.
Yeah.
Remember passing notes around in high school? That's a text message now, man. Teacher can't read that.
Yeah.
It's just so great. So what do you think, man? Obviously, it's a great thing.
Yep.
How much con? And do you think the con is getting progressive?
I think so. I absolutely do.
It's becoming more and more of a con?
I see it. And again, I'm not going to sit here and pretend to know it all about parents. I don't. But I see it a lot now with kids. You see this new generation.
I think you're going to see it physically. I think kids are going to get smaller, tinier.
Well, I think it'll adapt because everything's going to move to...
No exercise.
And I'm not going to call anybody out, but I know firsthand kids that they zone out.
Yeah.
They're on the tablet, and they're not paying attention to the world around them, to the adults around them.
I know that for a fact.
And they've actually done studies. Like, I'm not just saying this, oh, you're addicted to it. No, it's especially for a developing mind, and you're feeding them this constant dopamine. Mm-hmm. They're going to become so dependent on these devices. It is going to affect a child's brain.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And I think the con is being so so reliant on these devices to entertain, to inform, to just function.
It's going to take away from personality, too.
Oh, yeah.
Social interaction, personality. People are going to be dull.
Dude, you see it with kids. What do you do when the kid's acting up? You give them the tablet.
Yeah.
What do you see when the youngsters are... And, man, just communicating is different. It's just, I think we'll become too dependent on them that it will affect the social fiber of how we are as people. You know what I mean? Now, again, I always like it when you have the people that are like, whoa, you know, kids these days and their technology. It was really no different than people on trains reading papers.
Yeah.
You're not talking to the person next to you.
Right.
But is reading a paper better than watching a GIF?
Well, the paper has an end.
It does have an end. That's a really good point.
End.
Yeah.
The phone doesn't.
And it's made that way.
It's made that way.
Have you ever seen the end of Candy Crush? No.
Because
they keep updating and adding just level after level. I give Kiki a hard time, and I really do. She plays this game called Bubble Witch.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, any free second, she goes and plays that game.
Bubble Witch.
She'll be standing there just, you know.
She's done it on the show.
Yeah.
She'll be on her phone, and like that one day where you're like, hey, good morning, Kiki.
Yep.
Nothing.
Yeah.
And doing, she's just
usually she's working there.
Yeah,
but now that's the other thing too, is it's also making us work more.
Mm-hmm.
She's on her phone all the time. I answer emails at home, and I shouldn't. You know what? When my day's done, I should be like, no, I'm done. Tell you what, if you want me to answer an email at 8:30, I'm charging you for it.
Yeah.
And maybe that'll happen someday where it's like, well, the typical 9 to 5, which is not typical anymore. Maybe the work schedule will be, okay, you just kind of work when you do, and then we track it on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
If you send an email, that's 10 cents. You know what I mean?
Oh, working from home was never a thing.
No, and now it is.
Until the internet came out.
Yep.
You know, it's nuts.
It's weird.
It's only going to get bigger, faster,
and it
stronger.
All started, and really, here's what you really got to wrap your mind around, and we looked this up. The internet was invented in 1983.
Yep.
The World Wide Web as we know it was in 1990, and the first website was launched in 1991.
Yep.
folks, it hasn't even been 20 years.
Has it?
That's nuts.
Dude.
And think about where we're at right now, and we're already we need it. It feeds
from
us.
From that first computer you had to what you got in your hand now. Yep. The difference in 20 years.
Unbelievable. And really, in 20 years, but let's yeah, really bump it up to really like the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. And when, you know, the first real personalized computers were brought out. Remember the old mm-hmm. Macs, the colored back
Macs?
Oh,
yeah, the bubble
like,
Macs.
Like, those were like everywhere. Yeah. And that was really changing. I remember searching E-Bombs World.
E-bombs.
And we're like, what?
Nice. Yeah.
I mean, think about YouTube. Could you imagine life right now without YouTube?
You could look up anything, any video you want, boom, right there, and it's at your fingertips.
YouTube was created in 2005.
Wow.
I couldn't imagine my life right now without YouTube.
Yeah. It's got everything.
It's got everything.
Everything. Yeah.
And that's just one chunk, one website of what I wouldn't say billions, millions of mm-hmm. websites.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
You travel back 200 years and you tell somebody, "Hey, I'm from the future." And there's this thing that we got. They're called cell phones. And I could be in China and you could be over here completely across the earth and I could send you a message. Try to explain this to somebody back then.
I don't think I could.
I type words into this device. I didn't even know what a device is, but I hit send and literally it goes into your pocket and that.
I love
You wouldn't believe it.
Nick Bargatze has got this. And this, I'll lead in. I have a point with this. Nick Bargatze has a really funny bit about traveling back in time. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "I honestly think I'd be worse off if I went back in time." He's like, they would tell me, "Well, who's the next president of the United States?" And he'd be like, "I don't." And that's the point I'm getting at is like, honestly, we've become so dependent on these.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't need to know it.
I can just look it up. Yeah.
I can just look it up and I know that. So now you're going to send me back in time and I'm going to try and prove that I'm some super smart future man?
See, it's crazy.
I'd be fucked.
You're right. You would. It's weird in both ways, though, because you're dependent on it because you can look it up and know something immediately. But at the same time, I know so much because of it. You know what I mean? So, like, I can pull stuff out of my brain that I just randomly scrolled through 5 months ago. But if you ask me a specific question, like the second president,
yeah,
if I didn't scroll through it or if I just don't know it,
mm-hmm.
I can look it up.
Yep.
So, it's kind of good in both. It's weird.
I'm trying to think of, you know, things I'm passionate about, like fly fishing and everything like mm-hmm. that. Like, I've learned so much about that, thankfully, because of the internet. That's awesome. Otherwise, I'd have to go to the library and get books. I'd probably find books or articles. That's mm-hmm. the other thing, too, is, you know, there's only so many books out there. But the internet, now granted, there is stuff that's not, there's fake stuff on the internet. Yeah. You got to be careful what you do. But I think that's where it's good. And I think if we harness it the right way, where I think we've become really, what we've become really bad at is the mindless entertainment, mm-hmm. the games, like the stupid games that are online, the stupid, mm-hmm. the just those things where it's like, oh, Candy Crush, like that doesn't do anything good for you.
Mm-mm.
That's not a brain exercise.
It's not.
What I mean? But that, unfortunately, is what we've really become dependent on. It's just this mindless time filler. We can't just sit with our thoughts.
Do you think, as far as children and like kids, do you think it's do you think it's taken away from horseplay?
Oh, absolutely.
So kids are acting up less?
And again, just knowing the handful of children that I do know, weird sentence.
Right.
The handful of toddlers I hang out with, you know, you can see some that the parents are still like, no, go
out and play.
You know, go out and play. But then you see the other ones that they don't, their imagination is just... Kaput, because it's so much easier. They just want the tablet.
Yep.
Mommy, can I have the tablet?
Yeah.
Okay, here you go.
Yeah, the tablet has become their brain.
They don't just go outside.
Yeah.
That's what we did. Or just, I think about it, we build forts. I don't know, do kids build, and I don't want to seem like, kids these days, because I know it's not all kids, but we're getting to the point where it is easier just to give them the tablet or give them the phone.
It's becoming an issue.
Yep.
So I honestly think it would be good what my mom did to me. I didn't have a tablet. I didn't have the cell phone. But I had a Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
And I love that thing. I bury my face into that thing all the time.
And exactly. I'm not going to sit here. Sorry to jump in there. But I'm not going to sit there and pretend that my brother and I didn't play hours of video games.
Right.
So I'm not going to do that. But then also at one point, Shut it off.
Shut it off. My mom gave me Nintendo bucks. So she gave me $5 at a time. $5 would get me like, I don't know, half hour.
Yeah.
Half hour, 45 minutes or something. So I'd pay her to play Nintendo.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great thing. And when I was done, I knew I was done. And I'd go out and do something else.
And again, to everyone listening, just know too that Hunter and I are speaking from a spot that we know. And I'm not going to sit here and be all holier than thou. But you know what I've noticed too with parents is they give the kids the tablet so they can have alone time on their phone.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
You see a whole family just
buried, man.
Just buried.
Whatever happened to game night?
You know, game night, stuff like that.
Whatever happened to the family dinner? Did you sit down and eat dinner with your family?
Oh, God, dude. Every night.
Every night.
Every night.
Every night.
That was an every night
thing.
Is
that still a thing?
I think it's still a thing, but it's a scheduled thing.
Right.
Like us.
I just knew at 5:30 we were going to eat.
Yep.
I'd be inside in the living room getting ready to eat.
I think now it's a conscious effort you have to make.
Right.
You have to tell the kids, you know, and which
hey,
is...
Hey, Thursday, we're all going to get together and do a family dinner.
But, you know, and I think that's good. And here's what I think we're going to see happen is it's going to become, again, to a breaking point where adjustments have to be made and where it is. And you see it now. That's why there's parental locks on stuff. You can do that. You have to regulate it. And I think that's how it's going to be. But that's what's bad about our generation raising kids. Mm-hmm. And then that next generation raising kids. Well, for us, the norm is to give the kids the technology.
Yeah.
The technology being prevalent. Mm-hmm. And then our kids will be, well, that's how I was raised. Mm-hmm. This is what I do.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's a lot of what ifs and who knows and... Mm-hmm.
Zombies aren't going to be people that got bit by something with a disease. The zombies are going to be people that are just so full blown into the internet. They're going to be mindless.
Yeah, just mindless.
You know,
when they
integrate the internet inside of you biologically, so where you don't have to have something in your hand, you can just think it.
Yeah.
There can be no more eye contact,
and bro. We've talked about too the VR world. If you can just live in a virtual world, that's
dude, how think about it. How weird is this, dude? So. We'll use myself for an example. You open up the show, and I'm sitting here with my phone, looking at my phone.
Yep.
You're like, Hunter, Hunter, Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so indulged in my phone, I don't hear you.
Yep.
Now imagine the phone being gone.
Yep.
And that technology being integrated within you.
Yep.
So now you don't have anything to look at. Now I'm just looking off into space.
Yep.
So now you're yelling at my name, and I'm just sitting here.
Yep.
Looking at the wall.
Yep.
You know, like... That's what it's potentially could be, man.
Very well.
Zombies.
And people, we even see it now. I mean, there's people now that just are, they stay online all day. And if you can, with virtual reality becoming more and more prevalent and better, if the real world sucks in your mind, why not live in this virtual world where everything's perfect? You got your perfect body and you got all your online friends and you can go anywhere and do that. I mean,
people do it with what was it? World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft, yeah, man, it's nuts.
That's their first body is in that game. It's wild, man. I tend to believe that we do. I know we do have smart people in this world, and people that think ahead and aren't going to go directions that potentially could be catastrophic.
I really think it'll be
within technology. There's a weird thing in there where you can't go back.
It's really going to come down to the Gen Xers and us, the tail end of the Gen Xers and millennials in, I think, writing this problem that we could potentially, Gen Z, they are integrated. They have never known a world without
internet.
Mm-hmm. They have never known a world, what was I saying? What did I say Gen Z was? Generations list.
86 to 91 or something.
96 to present is Gen Z. And then now there's another gen that's like the kids that are being born, like that were born, you know, mid 2000s or like around 2010, whatever. Yeah. But Gen Z, that's pretty much it. They were kids. And by the time they were able to, you know, really function, the internet was there and we were into the technology, you know, into it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to be up to Gen Xers and millennials to keep it from becoming, and that's how we raise the kids, how we raise that next generation, how we transition into it. But I don't know. I don't. There's, a lot of what
there's got to be rules, man. There's got to be limits.
Yep.
And we're getting close. We're getting very close. And you know what's scary with technology? It's exponential.
Yep.
So one step, two step, boom, 10 steps, 20 steps,
yep.
40 steps.
Yep.
I mean, there was one guy talking that once, if you guys know what singularity is, once that happens, we jump 1,000 years into the future immediately.
Yep.
It's because technology is so smart, and it's just exponential.
Yep.
And you can't go back.
It will... It could either destroy us or it could be the greatest tool we've ever had. And again,
It's scary, man.
We're painting with a very broad brush today. I understand that because you see it more than not, but there is very few things that are, especially when it comes to outdoor activities. I cannot stand it when I see, so even if you're sitting on a patio out in the sunshine, don't put your phone up.
Right.
Just enjoy the goddamn sunshine, you know? Not getting on you because I know you're on the, but I understand it's easy. I'm not saying technology is bad, but it's certain things where that's where we need to shut it off.
Here's you can walk away from this podcast knowing one thing and feeling okay about yourself as long as you do it. Just recognize it once in a while.
Yeah.
You know, think about it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when you're on your phone and you're outside, like he just said, you know, step away for a second and think, damn it, Brock and I are talking about this.
Yeah.
I should really appreciate nature. And, yeah. You know, you don't really have that much time on this earth.
Dude, I love the stuff I notice when I'm just, when you just sit and notice. There's a lot of great stuff out there. There is. I saw a snake the other day in the water. It's great.
It's great.
It's great.
You wouldn't have seen that snake if you were on your phone.
No. You know? Snake probably came up, bit me right in the ball sack. Hog up.
You'd be dead.
I'd be dead with a swollen nut sack because I was on my phone. Think about that. Do you want a swollen nut sack? All right, this was fun. And again, I think it's really mind-blowing that the internet, World Wide Web as we know it.
Well, it's just fun trying to wrap your brain around it.
It's so, because it's like, what? And you're telling me not even 20 years ago the internet was brand new? Yeah. What?
And then it's fun trying to wrap your brain about what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because
crazy. Damn. Crazy. All right. Well, that's going
to
do it.
It's nice to know you, bro.
Yeah, I know. The robot overlords are going to take over. All right. Make sure you explore more on this website, WIRX.com, where you found the Plan B After Show podcast. Also, make sure you listen to the Plan B Morning Show, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 FM dial.
Yeah, it's easy. Just get on your phone and you could.
I was going to say the same goddamn thing. I was going to do it. Yeah, just stream us on your phone. Yeah. All right, everybody. We'll see you next time.